The Gospel of Luke, chapter 9. Jesus sends the 12 on a mission. Then Jesus called his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority to drive out all evil spirits and to heal diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He instructed them, "Don't take anything for the journey, neither staff nor bag, no bread, no money, and don't even take a spare tunic. Whatever house you enter, remain there until you leave that place, and wherever they don't welcome you, leave the town and shake the dust from your feet. It will be as a testimony against them." So they set out and went through the villages, proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. King Herod heard of all this and did not know what to think, for people said, "This is John, raised from the dead." Others believed that Elijah or one of the ancient prophets had come back to life. As for Herod, he said, "I had John beheaded. Who is this man about whom I hear such wonders?" And he was anxious to see him. On their return, the apostles told Jesus everything they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethsaida. But the crowd heard of this and caught up with him. So he welcomed them and began speaking about the kingdom of God, curing those who needed healing. The miracle of the loaves. The day was drawing to a close, and the 12 drew near to tell him, "Send the crowd away and let them go into the villages and farms around to find lodging and food, for we are here in a lonely place." But Jesus replied, "You yourselves give them something to eat." They answered, "We have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Do you want us to go and buy food for all this crowd?" For there were about 5,000 men. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Make them sit down in groups of 50. So they made all of them sit down. Jesus then took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and raising his eyes to heaven, pronounced a blessing over them. He broke them and gave them to the disciples to distribute to the crowd. They ate, and everyone had enough. And when they gathered up what was left, 12 baskets were filled with broken pieces." Peter's profession of faith. One day, when Jesus was praying alone, not far from his disciples, he asked them, "What do people say about me?" And they answered, "Some say that you are John the Baptist, others say that you are Elijah, and still others that you are one of the prophets of old, risen from the dead." Again Jesus asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "The Messiah of God." Then Jesus spoke to them, giving them strict orders not to tell this to anyone. And he added, "The Son of Man must suffer many things. He will be rejected by the elders and chief priests and teachers of the law, and be put to death. Then, after 3 days, he will be raised to life." Jesus also said to all the people, "If you wish to be a follower of mine, deny yourself and take up your cross each day and follow me. For if you choose to save your life, you will lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you will save it. What does it profit you to gain the whole world if you destroy or damage yourself? If someone feels ashamed of me and of my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Truly, I say to you, there are some here who will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God." The Transfiguration. About 8 days after Jesus had said all this, he took Peter, John, and James, and went up the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the aspect of his face was changed, and his clothing became dazzling white. Two men were talking with Jesus, Moses and Elijah. Appearing in the glory of heaven, Moses and Elijah spoke to Jesus about his departure from this life, which was to take place in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had fallen asleep, but they awoke suddenly, and they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As Moses and Elijah were about to leave, Peter, not knowing what to say, said to Jesus, "Master, how good it is for us to be here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And no sooner had he spoken than a cloud appeared and covered them, and the disciples were afraid as they entered the cloud. Then these words came from the cloud, "This is my Son, my beloved. Listen to him." And after the voice had spoken, Jesus was there alone. The disciples kept this to themselves at the time, telling no one of anything they had seen. The epileptic demoniac. The next day, when they came down from the mountain, a large crowd met Jesus. A man among them called out, "Master, I beg you to look at my son, my only child. When the evil spirit seizes him, he suddenly screams. The spirit throws him into a fit, and he foams at the mouth. It scarcely ever leaves him after wearing him out. I begged your disciples to drive it out, but they could not." Jesus answered, "You faithless people, how disoriented you are! How long must I be with you and put up with you? Bring your son here." And while the boy was being brought, the demon beat him to the ground and threw him into a fit. But Jesus spoke sharply to the evil spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And all who saw it were astonished at God's wonderful work. But while all were amazed at everything Jesus did, he said to his disciples, "Listen and remember what I tell you now. The Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of men." But the disciples didn't understand this saying. Something prevented them from grasping what he meant, and they were afraid to ask him about it. Who is the greatest? One day, the disciples were arguing about which of them was the most important. But Jesus knew their thoughts. So he took a little child and stood him by his side. Then he said to them, "Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. And listen, the one who is found to be the least among you all is the one who is the greatest." Then John spoke up, "Master, we saw someone who drives out demons by calling on your name, but we tried to forbid him, because he doesn't follow you with us." But Jesus said, "Don't forbid him. He who is not against you is for you." Jesus unwelcome in a Samaritan village. As the time drew near when Jesus would be taken up to heaven, he made up his mind to go to Jerusalem. He sent ahead of him some messengers who entered a Samaritan village to prepare a lodging for him. But the people would not receive him because he was on his way to Jerusalem. Seeing this, James and John, his disciples, said, "Lord, Do you want us to call down fire from heaven to reduce them to ashes?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they went on to another village. The cost of following Jesus. As they went on their way, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another, Jesus said, "Follow me." But he answered, "Let me go back now, for first I want to bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their dead, for you leave them and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said to him, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say goodbye to my family." And Jesus said to him, "Whoever has put his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God."